How you doing, Amy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. Now that I pushed the right button, doing all right.
Good.
Cindy Loveless told me about this yesterday. Tomorrow night, or tomorrow rather through the day, 9 to 2, you guys are putting on, Shoops is putting on an etiquette class at Arborwood, and this is for all sophomores at Clinton Central, but if this takes off, you're probably going to try to incorporate all four schools, right?
Right, yeah, this is kind of a pilot test for us. We just feel like there's a need. You know, a lot of kids don't have an opportunity to eat in a formal setting or, you know, just be reminded of simple social skills, and we just thought this would be a great opportunity to get the kids out of the classroom, which they're always happy about, and just have a fun day at Arborwood. So we have 5 different sessions planned for them tomorrow, and we're hoping that's going to be a great day.
Now, I see here on a flyer I was able to get that you want them to dress basically for success, right?
Yes, yes. That's one of the sessions that we're offering. We're doing a 30-minute round robin, so they'll be in each session for 30 minutes in a different room or area at Arborwood, and then they'll just move. So how to dress for success is one. We're not there to tell them they have to be in a suit and tie every day. We're just trying to explain corporate casual versus maybe what to wear for an interview or a scholarship, or just what to wear to be successful at school and productive. You know, if you come in with, you know, ratty jeans and a ripped up hoodie, you know, you're going to perform the way you appear, you know, a lot of
times.
So if you're polished, then hopefully that's going to help them in their everyday at school, as well as when they're out and about. You know, if they want to impress their girlfriend's parents, then they might want to polish it up a bit.
Yeah, before prom or something. Sure, yeah.
That's right.
Well, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, right?
And that's definitely true. Another session that we're planning on doing is just how to set the table from a very simple tablescape, what you might do just at home with your own family, to a very formal thing. If you want to save money and you don't want to have to go out for prom because it's really expensive, then maybe you just set a nice place setting with a pretty napkin and you have your friends come in and you have your own dinner party. So we're actually having hands-on, and we're giving them the supplies so they can build their own tablescape. They're also going to go to another session on actually how to sit down in a formal setting and eat. And we actually have a session about interviews and cell phone use and just general social skills 101.
Yeah, I saw networking and the interview skills. That's good. Also, how to eat in a formal setting. I heard one time, and it may have been that I saw in a movie, and it's completely wrong. Do you start on the outside?
Oh, my God. You're, like, reading my mind. I've been sitting
Bill
here for 5 minutes
question.
Waiting to ask that question. I was going to say it the
really?
Same way.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go.
Okay.
You're good.
Well, Bill was going to ask this question, and I heard you start on the outside and work your way in.
Absolutely.
With the silverware.
A lot of kids haven't been exposed to having two forks. Why do we have to have
right.
two forks?
Yeah,
you
one's
start
a salad.
With your salad.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's really important, and, you know, there's just all kinds of extras on a formal setting that you might want to just be aware of so that if you ever are in that situation, you know how to react.
And I had a question because you Kevin asked the question, so you eat in, that's the proper way to do it. Then also before you sit down, should you take the napkin? Do you tuck it completely into your shirt? Is that how does that work?
You put it on your lap.
Oh, lap. Okay, sorry.
Unless you're possibly a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the cartoons I'm watching.
Or you eat like Bill Gant, you probably need to tuck it in.
Probably so. Very messy.
And if you have to get up from the table, where do you put your napkin? And things
good
like
question.
That.
Question. Yeah, where?
Oh, I thought you just took it to the bathroom with
what
you.
What is the answer?
You put it in your seat or on the chair, yes. Okay. On the chair back or on your seat, yes.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good.
We're learning a lot already.
Yeah. Right.
Now, also, when this is going on, there will be delicious Shoops food served as well to eat on those plates, correct?
Well, that's going to be the final event of the day. So in their how to eat in a formal setting, they're actually sitting down with no food, but they're learning how to cut properly, where to put their salad fork, what to do when they're finished with their utensils so that a busser knows when to pull that plate away. And so once we get through all 5 of the sessions, then we will go up for a lunch, a very nice lunch, where we're going to have a preset appetizer for them. And then they'll eat that. We'll clear those plates. They'll have a salad next. And then they're going to have a dinner with pork loin, a thick-cut pork loin, so that they learn how to cut meat properly.
Mm, pork loin's my favorite. Fantastic. Not the point, but...
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a great idea. And when I heard this... yesterday, I thought, boy, and I thought it was for the whole county, but I think it probably will be eventually. You know, these are good skills that we don't always think about, Amy. And like you said at the beginning, it's good to reinforce and reiterate a lot of times manners and, you know, good habits and things when you're in a social setting. So kudos to
you
guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's just not going to be instructional. Every session has a little bit of instructional, a handout that they can take home, and then an action station where they actually get to do something. Like in the Dress for Success, we're learning how to tie a tie. Both boys and girls need to know. How to tie a tie.
Sure.
My son comes to me and says, Mom, can you tie my tie? You know?
Yeah,
and
right.
My husband, you know, your husband sometimes does that. So we're going to have suits, jackets, and shirts, and everyone will learn how to tie a tie and also how to pin a boutonniere on their jacket.
A Windsor knot. Kevin, do you know how to tie a Windsor knot?
I know how to tie a tie, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
If it's the Windsor knot proper or there's another.
And know she said
there's
that
two or three
both
ways,
boys and girls are going to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Because eventually, as you can see, what happens is the men forget how to do it. So
yeah.
Can you please help me with 5 minutes left? I throw this all together for me, dear.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's usually the women who come to the rescue.
That's right.
That's for sure. Amy, can I ask you about Super Bowl? I think it's so darn cool that you guys get to go to that every year. And I saw a little snippet around Super Bowl time. And for the listeners who don't know, and I guess I've only heard it second or third hand, you guys get to go every year. And this is because you performed so well 1 year that you had this little bit of a chance to put your best foot forward. And it was when it was in Indianapolis, I believe.
Yes, that was 12 years ago, believe
it
or not.
Oh my gosh, yeah, wow.
12 years ago, the NFL, Roger Goodell, hosts a party, a tailgate party, for the Super Bowl every year, and it's always around the perimeter of where the stadium is. So if you watch the Super Bowl and you see all the overhead shots of the tents and the great big party going on with the bands, that's our party. So we were lucky enough when it came to Indianapolis to be selected. What they do is they try to select around 40 to 50 local restaurants or caterers to provide the food for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all small plate, grab-and-go kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very fortunate to be selected as one of the restaurants when they came to Indianapolis. And we were kind of at the right place at the right time. They were missing a few of their management leaders to help navigate the 40 or 50 restaurants that were there. So they were impressed with our company when we came in and did our presentation and asked if we would be willing to help do that along with bringing our own food. So we said, absolutely, sure, we'll do that. And we did it in Indianapolis, thought it was kind of a one-time thing. The Super Bowl then moved to New Orleans the next year, and I think they decided, you know, we're not going to hire full-time people to do this management role. Shoops did a great job. We'll just find another great caterer in New Orleans that can do the same thing. Well, they just weren't exactly confident in any of the selections they had down there, so they called us down. They called us about 2 weeks before Super Bowl and said, hey, would you girls be willing to come down and help? We said, sure. So they flew us down Wednesday before Super Bowl Sunday, and we worked night and day to get the party put together and get everybody organized. And so from then on, they just said, you know what, Shoops are going to be a subcontractor of this event every year. So we moved on to New York, then we went to Arizona, we've been to San Francisco, Houston, Minneapolis, Atlanta.
What an experience.
Miami and Tampa. So this year we were back in Arizona, so it was the first time we actually had a repeat location.
Oh.
So it's pretty cool because there's every night we do this for 2 weeks, and every night we sit around a round table at the end of the day on site, and there's only about 20 people around that table, and of those 20, it's four of our team. So pretty exciting.
We don't
actually take our own food to each location. We just are the food and beverage managers for the party. So
I was going to ask if you had to like smuggle on the special Shoop seasoning on the plane to where they didn't recognize it or anything.
No, we would love to do that, but they try to get local flavors. So if we're in San Francisco, they might have seafood. If they're in Houston, they might have Tex-Mex.
I've got one more question, Amy, and again, I appreciate your time this morning. I've heard a rumor that you guys, or Arborwood, has a new website.
We do have a new website, yes.
Tell us about that for a minute.
We're really excited about that. With, you know, everything changing, we had an opportunity when things were shut down to remodel the inside of Arborwood. So those of you who have been to Arborwood in the past, it was all done in beige and browns and neutral, natural colors. We really wanted to spruce things up. So last January, we decided to give the inside a makeover, and the outside, we painted white with black shutters. The inside is all done in whites and grays and blacks, kind of an industrial, upscale, formal look. We redid the bar. The whole place is... it's just beautiful. So we really wanted to show it off. So this spring, we actually purchased some new chairs at Arborwood. Our old brown chairs were lovely, but they didn't fit the new vibe of our room. So we got some new black crossback chairs. They're absolutely beautiful. We're really excited about it. And we just recently had a big photo shoot to show off our new spot. So we have just built a new website, and it's arborwoodbyshoops.com. So you can check it out and see the new digs at Arborwood.
The pictures you guys have, if you go to that website and click on take a virtual tour,
yes,
that really, really puts it in perspective. That's really impressive.
Yeah, and actually the virtual tour was done prior to us having the new chairs. So it still has the old brown chairs.
Yeah, I saw the old brown chairs.
That was prior. We haven't done a new virtual with the new chairs, but all the other pictures have the new black chairs shown.
Boy, that looks slick. So, and I'm guessing the rest of this website is easy to navigate. It looks like you got it all here.
It is, and actually, if you want to take a tour of Arborwood, and if you have an upcoming event or wedding that you'd like to physically come and visit our location, we have a calendar right on the website where you can schedule a time to come and take a look.
Well, Bill and I might come over just to look around, to see it sometime.
Use your pudding fork.
Absolutely. We'll do some etiquette there while we're there.
Yeah, come on over tomorrow, and we'll sit you down. We actually have a chaperone table that has some empty chairs, so if you'd like to come, feel free.
Oh, just got invited, Bill. We'll have to see what we're doing there. Well, Amy, thanks for everything you do in the community, and thanks for being available this morning, and thanks for trying to teach these teenagers some manners.
Well, we hope so, and we hope that it's just something enjoyable, and that's, you know, we want kids to sit around the table and enjoy their family. So it's not just out in a formal setting. It's just really important. And my family, we cook dinner and we sit around the table, and that's important to us. And I just feel like that's something that has been lost along the way because kids are so busy. And, you know, it doesn't, and that's what we're telling them. It doesn't even have to be fancy china. You can get paper plates and set the table and feel good about sitting down with your family.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amy, thanks again for your time. And we'll talk to you soon. Have fun tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.